views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Happy Thursday. Welcome to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. I am here in Greenpoint, Brooklyn at Moon Recording. And, you know, I got to be honest, today is a little bit of a bittersweet broadcast. This will be my final episode that I'll be recording here at Moon Recording. I've got plenty more episodes of the show to go. But as some of you know, if you've been following my social media or if you listened to the last broadcast a couple of weeks ago, I'm moving back to the West Coast. So today is my last day in New York. I'll be flying out tomorrow morning bright and early. You know, we all know that the eclipse passages always bring in abrupt, sudden change. And man, it has been an abrupt, sudden change. But I'm really, really excited about it. And I am super excited about today's show. And even though I am a little bit sad to be leaving Moon Recording, I'm happy that I can do the one more show here because these guys here are amazing. And if you're ever in Greenpoint, Brooklyn and have needs as an independent creator for a recording studio, definitely check them out. And today's show is, you know, it's all about abundance. And abundance is a huge word, not only in the spiritual community, but I think just, you know, humans in general, we always seem to be talking in some way, shape, or form about abundance, you know, and especially in the spiritual community, we talk about abundance all of the time, it seems to be. And I know in my personal sessions and in my private clients' work, and even in my group work, abundance is kind of always in the top three things, if not one of the top things that people always want to talk about. You know, there's books written about it, there's seminars, workshops, and courses, there's affirmations and rituals and incantations and magical oils, and we have found every single thing that we can to focus on abundance. And if everyone's talking about it and there's so much time and attention spent focused on it, but so many of us still seem to be kind of confused and unsure about it, and what does it mean, and how does it work, and how do we work with it, and how do we create what we require? So today, I am super excited. My guest today is Jeremy Newdell, who is an empath and an energy conduit. And we're going to talk today about the qualities of abundance. And Jeremy is someone who I have known through Facebook. And we have been connected through social media for, I don't know, maybe 6 months, maybe a year. I'm not exactly sure how long. And, you know, we sort of were aware of each other, I think. But then at some point, and this was a couple of weeks ago, he posted something on Facebook that was about abundance. Actually, it was on the Lionsgate portal. So it was August 8th. It was 8/8. And what he posted just grabbed me by the neck. It like shook me. He caught my energy. And whenever somebody catches my energy in that way, I always pay attention. And I love meeting people and connecting people who expand my views on things. So I want to read you something just really quick, just a first little line that I read. And this was what kind of changed my life. This is what kind of blew my mind. He said, "One of the most amazing places you will ever find yourself in is having the experience of asking yourself what you would do if you were given $1 million and really authentically feeling like you wouldn't really change much about your life." And at that moment in time, and at that point in time, I just kind of had this shift and something clicked and I realized, like, wow, that's where I am. Like, yes, there's always greater levels that we can reach. And yes, there's always more, you know, in terms of expansion and growth and more that I want to do with my practice and bigger goals that I have. But where I am right now, what I'm doing is what I would do no matter if I had 2 cents or $2 million in my bank account. What I'm doing would be kind of the exact same thing. So I want to introduce you to Jeremy. His energy is infectious. His excitement about what he does is such a high vibration. So I'm super happy to have you, Jeremy. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. I'm honored to be here. This is very, very exciting for me. So thank you for just giving me this opportunity. And it's so fun to just connect with you in general.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we chatted last week or the week before on Skype, and we just had a nice conversation, just kind of chatting about, you know, where we are in our lives and the show and just kind of just in stuff in general. And man, that hour went by so fast.
Totally. Yeah.
It was crazy. I love chatting with you. So before we dive into our conversation, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do?
Yeah, so I'm 23 years old. I'm currently a college student, and I'm working at this beautiful place called Flower Child, this amazing restaurant here in Arizona. And for, you know, since as long as I can remember, I've been very, very sensitive, and I've sort of been an empath since I can remember. And that word, meaning sort of just feeling the energy of the people around me, and just feeling being very sensitive to the energy. And even as a little kid, this would sort of manifest itself as, you know, playing alone in the playground, and just, you know, I just felt it more very taxing to sort of be around, you know, certain individuals, or not certain individuals, but just people in general, just very sensitive. And as I've sort of grown into that, one of the things that I've really learned is that, you know, instead of shying away from our sensitivity because, you know, it kind of sets us apart from other people, is to really start to step into that sensitivity. And that's been a huge thing in my journey, is to really sort of broadcast myself in a very real sense of, you know, this is what it looks like to be someone that's very sensitive, but sort of bold in their sensitivity, because there's a sort of inferiority complex that comes along with sensitive individuals. And so it's been sort of my joy and my greatest inspiration and pleasure to sort of bridge the gap between someone that's energetically sensitive and sort of pushing through that and stepping into that to bring to light, you know, this new paradigm, really, is what we're sort of in the midst of right now. And a funny little story that my mom always tells me that I actually don't even remember is when I was like maybe 5 or 6, me and my mom were sitting in the coffee shop at a hospital, and I don't even remember this at all, but she tells it to me all the time, where I was sitting at the coffee shop with her, and I was explaining to her how the world was going to shift at one point. And I love hearing that story, because in a sense, it is sort of a validation, but at the same time, it makes me, again, it sort of allows me to step into this sensitivity even more and be like, yes, this is something real. We are experiencing a global shift and a global ascension and up-leveling process of consciousness. So, you know, that's kind of the rundown.
And I love that. And one of the things that I love so much about, you know, your energy and just the little bit that we have interacted directly is you do have this amazing ability. And this is one of the things that really I related to so clearly with you, was your desire to make your spiritual ideas and you know, sort of information, to make it practical, right? To make it authentic, right? And to make it real, right? Because it's not, you know, we're not just, you know, wise men and medicine women sitting in a cave on the top of the mountain anymore. Right? We're working at restaurants, and we're working at the bank, and we're stay-at-home parents, and we're doing whatever we do. And I love that at 23 years old, you are just so tapped into this truth. And that it's what's so amazing to me is that you don't even question it. And I think that's the beautiful thing is, you know, I'm 45, going to be 46 in just a month. And it took me a long time to get to the point where I trusted that vulnerability and sensitivity, which you are so eloquent in speaking about. So, you know, this topic of abundance, and we're going to really dig into this in the next couple of segments, but, you know, one of the things that you talked about in the post that you shared was, you know, abundance is not a circumstance, it's a state of being. And talk more about that. Like, what do you, when you talk about, and we only have about 3 minutes until the break, but we'll start to unpack this. When you talk about abundance being a state of being, talk more about that. What do you mean?
So, I mean, you know, it really comes down to this idea that you can shift into abundance in any second. You know, you don't need to wait for something outside of you to shift. And again, you know, the title of this broadcast is very fitting. It's the quality of abundance. It's not the circumstance. It's not the, you know, the furniture in your life. It's the quality. It's this beingness that is really the key factor into really stepping into abundance. Because again, abundance isn't something that you manifest or have. It's something that you sort of embody.
I love that. And we do often, I think, when we talk about abundance, most people, if they're honest, would probably say when they think about abundance, the first thing they think of is money. Mm-hmm. And how much they do have or how much they don't have. And I love that you're saying abundance really isn't about the physical stuff in your life. It's about how do you feel about your life or how do you feel about your circumstances. And I love one of the other things that you talked about, and this is so, God, there's just so much. I wish we had like a 3-hour episode. When you're talking about, you know, when you only want what you need, you are given so much more than you need.
Yes.
And that, yes. Just saying that, like, it makes my mind twist into a pretzel.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. When you fully allow yourself what you know that is there for you, you know, you really only end up wanting what you need. But when you don't allow yourself to have what you know you really want, there's this sort of scarcity mentality. And then you end up sort of having to overcompensate and wanting so much more than that's actually relevant for you.
Right, right. And it's kind of like what you and I were talking about a couple weeks ago, and then we'll go to a break, was this idea of like, it's if you think of the internal flow, the infinite flow of source, God, the universe, whatever you call it, is like this endless stream of water. And if you're dying of thirst and you come up and you're only drinking one little teaspoon at a time, you're still just going to be thirsty and dying for more.
Yes.
But if you allow yourself to say, man, this is an infinite flow, I can drink as much as I want, and you really quench your thirst, then you're no longer wanting more than you need.
Right. Exactly. I love that analogy.
Because then you never are afraid because you acknowledge the infinity of it. And so then you're never afraid that that well is going to go dry.
Right. Absolutely.
I am so excited to dive in more to this conversation. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and my amazing, amazing guest, Jeremy Nudell. We are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. I am your host, Andrew Martin, and I am here today with my friend Jeremy Nudell. And we are just totally geeking out on the subject of abundance. Like, I really think, like, we were even just continuing this conversation on the break. So, you know, we're talking about this idea of when you only want what you need and when you allow yourself to really say yes to everything that's waiting for you, suddenly there's a shift that occurs and you're no longer grasping or desperate or needy for what you want. And one of the things that you talk about, Jeremy, was, you know, this idea of passion and allowing your passion to sort of move through you and call you forward and guide you. Talk more about that. How do you think that this topic of abundance and passion are so intrinsically linked?
Yeah, well, you know, I think, first of all, when we're talking about abundance, we're really just talking about energy and we're talking about working with energy. And one of the sort of old paradigm that we've gone through is this, you know, we go to a class, we go to a whatever, and they kind of give this formula, which was great. This was all relevant for the particular time that we're in. But now we're entering a new paradigm where the formulas aren't really, that's sort of a mental process that's happening. And what we're sort of diving into now is more a rooted sense of playing with energy on not a mental plane. It's you're more playing with energy on a more fundamental plane, you know, I should say. And so it's when you're talking about playing with energy, you're talking about it in this kind of new paradigm. You're talking about it and you have to include this idea of passion, because when you include the idea of passion in this whole mix, then you're dealing with that really real, palpable, tangible energy that you can feel. And it's almost like a clay that you're molding rather than just this sort of idea that you're playing with in fantasy land a little bit. Because that's what can kind of happen is, you know, we go to these seminars and, you know, it'll work for a week. And then at the end of it, we're kind of just like, okay, I'm kind of back to where I started. And actually, last night as I was going to sleep, I received this sort of visual of if you can picture yourself standing at a shoreline or something, or having a big body of water in front of you. And there's this body of water kind of represents the unknown. And in order to sort of step into the unknown, there's these rocks that you, let's just say, you place in front of you. And that was sort of the old paradigm, is we thought we sort of had to place these rocks in front of us and to sort of, you know, get on one, make the next one, and step off into the next. But what we're kind of seeing in this new paradigm is this idea of really just allowing the process and the steps that you need to take to sort of be revealed to you rather than something that needs to be manufactured by you. Mm. And so basically this idea, this sort of visual, if you can picture yourself in, you know, standing on the coast in front of a bunch of water, and instead of trying to do these mental gymnastics and trying to figure out these formulas to try to figure out where all the rocks want to be placed, because, you know, we want to be sort of briefed on the details, and that's sort of what's being I want to say, like, massaged out of us gently. Yeah. Especially with this eclipse energy, holy crap. But you know, so what's actually happening now is that now it's instead of us trying to be briefed on the details and trying to figure out how this is all going to happen and where the next stone needs to be placed and do I need to carry the last stone with me to all that nonsense. And again, it was beautiful for the time, but right now we're in a new stage of evolution. And now what's happening is we're standing on the coast and we just take a step. We just take a step and then the rock appears underneath us. And then we take another step and then the rock appears underneath us. And it really is this sense of, instead of trying to do anything, you're just allowing the passions that you have to reveal the next step. And so this idea of allowing passion, When you just say the word allowing passion, allowing is the receptive feminine and passion is the active masculine. And when you sort of put these two together, you create a really amazing dance of polarity. And I really like to work with polarities because I think it gives you such a great model for how this sort of work. And I like to think of it almost as like little paddles that kind of steer you in the right direction. So if you're ever kind of, you know, off in a weird direction, you have some sort of polarity to kind of, you know, bring you back to that center. So with this idea of allowing passion, so there's sort of two ways you can interpret this. So on the sort of internal landscape, by allowing the passions that we have inside of us that are here to come out, then we are basically able to play with this visceral, real clay-like energy. It's almost like a mist, almost. And we're able to really create on such a more deep level, like I said, a more fundamental level. It becomes fun. It doesn't just become, it's not just this mental thing that happens. And then when we don't allow our passions that are inside of us to sort of come out, we experience something called repression. And when we experience repression and it sort of builds and builds and builds, that's when rage starts to kind of come up. And you know, really rage is just the unexpressed passion. And so the other side of it is when, let's say there's no passions. Let's say you wake up and you're just like, wow, there's nothing here for me to play with, apparently. You know? And a lot of the time, you know, I especially go through this where it can be like, why isn't it here? Like, how come, you know, am I doing something wrong or what's going on? But really what's happening is it's sort of setting a primer, this idea of when there's no passions here, when there's nothing to be excited about, it's sort of setting an energetic primer for you to rest in the process that you're going through. Because within this three-dimensional sort of landscape that we're living in, there's so many different cycles that are happening on so many different levels. And so when you wake up and you're not experiencing the passions that are inside of you, it's really kind of giving you the opportunity to rest and to become really honed in not only, you know, when the passion does come to you, but kind of understanding and feeling out the subtleties of what that passion might feel and look like. So when you don't have that passion that's coming out, and you know, maybe you're like, oh, this is wrong, I should have a passion there, but it's not there, and you try to sort of manufacture, you know, a sort of formula idea about what you think you should do, that's when you sort of get into the extremes of the other direction, where you try to like overcompensate because there's no passion that's there, and you're kind of not. And a lot of people don't know this, and so, you know, they either, there really is sort of an impatience, like, I don't want to wait until the passion is going to get here. And again, that's all part of the process. That's all part of the process. So it's not like we're doing anything wrong. But, you know, and at this, you know, when I say all these things, it's great, like I said, it's like little paddles, little oars to kind of steer you in the right direction. But at the end of the day, there's really nothing you need to do or think about when it comes to this idea of allowing passion. In fact, just saying the words out loud or in your head of allowing passion creates this reverberance, this harmonization of, again, like I said, it's this perfect balance of masculine and feminine that sort of gets integrated into the cells of your body. And when you're able to rest in that, now it's not like you're sort of having to act as a formula. You're able to become this energy of allowing passion. And it's like you do it with no effort.
Oh my God, Jeremy, you're blowing my mind. So it's like saying, so allowing passion is really, and I love what you're saying about not, you know, it's sort of that fake it till you make it thing. And I think that we always have this idea, or often have this idea, that we wake up and we're like, well, I see him over there or her over there and they're excited and they're passionate, but I'm not. So let me just make something up and try to force it.
Right.
And what you're saying is it's cool if you don't have passion in the moment. It's cool if there's inspiration. It's a cycle, just like there's, you know, spring, summer, winter, and fall. Not everything's always growing. Sometimes it's about decay. Sometimes it's about dormancy. And inevitably, there will be a moment when those little green shoots start to sprout and show themselves to you. But you're saying that allowing ourselves to be present and receive the inspiration or the excitement or the curiosity about what if, that's this thing that then inspires us to step forward. And it's almost like you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, that the evidence of passion is a guarantee that when you take a step, there'll be something there to stand on.
Absolutely.
So you it's know, not that, like saying you can't trust it. It's saying, no, dude, this inspiration is coming to you because this is the direction that's calling you forward.
Absolutely. And I would say that when you're in that state of sort of allowing the passion to come in, rather than, you know, there's no passion here, rather than allow, you know, rather if you're in the space where there's no passion here, when you're in that space, that space is actually building the fertile ground for the passion to come in. And so when you sort of get into this narrowing of consciousness where there's no passion here, but you want to sort of overcompensate, you're sort of narrowing your consciousness, but there's no gusto. There's no of that kind of energy that's backing it up. So again, you're just going to get this mental result. So would you really allow the passion to come in its own timing? And that's really the key, because maybe it's going to be a day. Maybe it's going to be a day where no passion is going to be here. And one thing I will say is that your definition of passion is a very key point to this, because sometimes you're going to have passions that you might not even really are able to be like, oh, wow, that actually is something that I really want to do, that maybe I just thought I was in this dormant cycle, right? So again, it's not being in your mind so much about it. It's just sort of reminding yourself okay, just allowing passion, literally just saying those cryptic words is so powerful.
Beautiful. And allowing yourself to be curious about just seeing what something feels like or what it looks like or just trying it out, but not getting so. And I think one of the most important points, and then we're going to go to break, is that this isn't a thinking thing. This isn't a mental thing where you write down a spreadsheet and formulate a plan. It's a feeling thing. It's a being thing. And it's a trusting thing that when it's time for that impulse to show up, it will.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. This is such a huge topic, Jeremy, and I am I just get goosebumps rolling. I want to take a class from you. Can you please? I really want to come and sit in a room for 6 hours and have you just talk to me about abundance and passion and playing with energy, because the clarity that you're speaking with and the energy that I feel coming through you is so exciting. And, I hate to generalize a generation, but to say, I think it's no exaggeration to say that, people that are your age who are stepping forward now and the stage has been cleared and you're ready to kind of step forward and share what you know, it's a really exciting time, because you don't have to go through all the muck and the mire of figuring it out. It's something that you already kind of understand intuatively, and I think it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing that. So we'll
thank
be back
you.
In a little, oh my God, are you kidding? We have so much more to talk about. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on Transformation Talk Radio with Jeremy Newdell on A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin here on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, if you have questions for myself or for Jeremy, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. When you see the player with my face on it, you click on that, and then the player opens up, and in the upper right-hand corner, there is a little tab that says contact or email or send or ask. I'm not sure exactly what it says, but you can click there, and you can send us an email. So if you have a question for myself or for Jeremy around the topic of abundance, that's a great way to send your question to us, and if we get to it, we'll answer it on air. So, Jeremy, before we get too much deeper into this topic of abundance, the qualities of abundance is what we're talking about today, and I have to tell you, you are blowing my mind. Like, I keep reminding myself that I'm the host, and I have to, because I just want to listen. But before we get too deep into that, tell our listeners how they can contact you, your social media, all that stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, feel free to add me on Facebook. I love meeting and connecting with new people. I have my sort of branding website called Divinely Human. And like I said, I really like to talk about, you know, sort of polarities in this sort of thing, and sort of, you know, bridging the gap between divinity and this idea of God or divinity and being human, and sort of integrating the two and sort of having them join in holy matrimony. And so I have a really awesome avenue for this. I have a my Divinely Human Facebook page, which I post everything on there, and then I also have a YouTube channel, which I sort of just do, you know, sporadic energy updates whenever I feel called to. So you can subscribe to my channel on YouTube. You can add me on Facebook through Divinely Human, and you can add me on Facebook. My name is Jeremiah Newdell. So go ahead and do whatever you're called to do. I'd love to connect with you.
Awesome. And you said something that I think is really, really key to really understand at this point in human history, or this point of galactic history, right? Because this rising tide is affecting everything. Like, this just isn't an Earth thing. But, you know, talking about the merging of the human with the divine, and really that's been a key part of my work, is like this emergence of the divine human, and that we are here to really embody fully the expansiveness and the resonance and the hugeness of really all that we are within this human vessel. And it feels to me like, you know, when we're talking about polarity, and we were talking about in the last segment of allowing passion and allowing this polarity of the masculine and the feminine, the receptive and the assertive, and to really let both of those reside in balance within us. And I love your analogy of the paddles, right? If you're going too far to the left, then you just work a little bit more with the other side and you go a little bit more in balance. And you're talking about this merging of these polarities in terms of, you know, wanting and needing, but then you have another way to talk about that. Talk a little bit about the importance of establishing this foundation of polarity and how we can use them to our benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. So whenever we're talking about polarity, you want to get really, really clear about what you're talking about, because it can be so easy to sort of oversimplify, two lefts don't make a right, or that sort of thing. Like, you can get oversimplified about it. And I think it's really important to get really, really clear about what polarities you're talking about. So in the theme of abundance, the sort of two polarities that we talk about are this idea of wanting and needing. And I would say a more refined version of that is instead of wanting, it's more so about your desire. It's about this sort of inner feeling that's already there. It's nothing that you want. It's nothing that you actively try to do. It's just something that's already there. And that, I think a desire is a better word for that, because it's kind of something that comes with the territory of being who you are. And then on the other side of it, we have this idea of needing. And needing, you know, isn't a fun word, I think, because it's like, no. Nobody wants to be needy.
Yeah.
And so I think a better sort of better word for this is relevance. If something is relevant for you, rather than something that you need. So when we're talking about polarities, we talk about, you know, so kind of what we said before was, you know, if you only really want what you really need, then you're only going to end up wanting, or you're only going to end up wanting like what you need. You're only going to end up like the analogy we were talking about before. And so there's going to be certain things in your life that are going to be relevant for you that you're not necessarily going to think you want. And then on the other side, there's going to be things in your life that you desire that you might not think are relevant for you. So again, there's this sort of dancing with polarities and understanding that whatever cycle that you're in is exactly what you need to go through. But I think understanding that, you know, sometimes you're gonna desire something and it's just not gonna be relevant for you at the time that you're in at the moment. And sometimes there's gonna be things that are relevant for you that maybe, you know, you think you don't want. So, you know,
and
again,
I don't want to cut you off, but I want to, and I hate to slow your roll because you're in a flow, but I think that's a really important point to expand on just briefly, is that the cycles, like oftentimes people may be in a cycle of lack, right? And let's just use money, right? They're like, I don't have money. I'm always broke. I'm always coming up short. Sometimes it's not, are you saying that sometimes it's not that they've done something wrong or actively or doing something, you know, incorrect. It's just that they're in a cycle where they're sort of at that moment, lack or lack of is an important place for them to be.
I mean, I think that there's a certain, you know, there is a certain value in experiencing this scarcity type of energy. You know, there is a value to that. And I think that, you know, there is a value to that, but at the same time, again, abundance is a quality. It's not a state of being. So when we're talking about, you know, I think scarcity mentality is sort of the icky kind of version of, you know, the other side of the polarity. And I think instead of saying, you know, instead of being like, oh, I'm in a place of scarcity, it's more so, okay, like maybe I'm not allowing myself what I really want. And, you know, maybe what is truly relevant for me isn't something that I truly desire at this time. So it's really becoming really clear about, you know, what's actually going on? What's the real energy at play, rather than just saying, oh my God, I'm in scarcity. I need to figure this out so I can get out of it, you know?
Got it. Yeah, got it. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you.
So we're talking about, you know, you talk a little bit about the imbalanced state of abundance versus the balanced dance of abundance. Mm. And I love that differentiation. And when you're talking about the imbalanced state of abundance, you're talking about how this is really when, you know, you're not allowing the passion to come in its natural timing, right? Like we're talking about the seasons of, you know, spring, summer, winter, fall. And maybe you're overcompensating or overspending because you think it's going to get you somewhere. Or the opposite is you don't allow your passion to be expressed. And then you're just like hoarding and scraping every single scrap because you're terrified that you're not going to have enough.
Yeah.
And those two states really do. I mean, even when we're talking about, you know, that hoarding and scrimping and saving, you feel like you're desperate for more and you're really just not allowing yourself to have this idea that there's always enough if you just let yourself follow the passion. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think to kind of bring this to a little bit more down to earth is, you know, so one thing that I've been really doing and that's been super fun for me, and it's been not only just fun, but just like a really powerful and potent tool for expanding this idea of allowing passion into a really real potential. And what I've been doing is I've been sort of taking myself out to, you know, to lunches and taking myself on movie dates by myself or sort of just splurging on myself let's say I wake up in the morning and I just feel like, oh, it'd be so fun if I just like went to my favorite restaurant. What I want everyone to do, by the way, who's listening to this, the pick your favorite restaurant and I want you to double or triple the amount of time that you spend in that place. Because sometimes we'll wake up and we'll be like, this is what I really want to do. And we don't allow ourselves to do it because, oh, it's the money. And it's like, you know, when you really step into this quality of abundance, which is, like I'm saying, allowing passion, when you really allow yourself, then that all of this sort of mental stuff and all of these worries, you know, they can kind of just fizzle away. It's like, yeah, I'm a little afraid about this, but I'm going to do it anyway because I deserve it. You know, there's a certain worthiness to this. And so I would highly, highly suggest anyone that's listening to this, treat themselves, like treat yourself, like, you know, like treat yourself, like do it, like make it real, you know, and, you know, even if there's a little bit of resistance at first, it's like, oh, maybe I can't do this, I whatever. Like, you know, sometimes it's going to be important to sort of push through that and just be like, you know what, I'm just going to do it anyway because I deserve it, you know. But then what I will say is there's also the other side of this where, you know, maybe that passion isn't there. You wake up and you're like, you know, you don't feel like anything. You don't feel like you want to go to your favorite restaurant. And that's totally cool. But maybe you don't feel like that. And then this is a sort of overcompensating factor where it's like, oh, but, you know, Jeremy said to allow passion or whatever. And you sort of get into this formulaic sort of understanding of it. And then you're like, oh, I'm just going to go to my favorite restaurant because that's what I think is going to, you know, is going to allow the passion to come through. When it's really not there, you're just kind of like, you know, like kind of what you're saying, you're kind of just like faking it to sort of, you know, because you think it's going to get you somewhere rather than the real passion that's there and allowing it. So right. There is that sort of subtle kind of, you know, feeling in this subtle type of energy that once you start getting practice and getting momentum with this idea of allowing passion and sort of seeing how it works for you, because it's going to kind of be, you know, obviously different for everyone. And so when you sort of, you know, get settled in this and sort of have practice and have reference experiences to where you can be like, oh yeah, this is when it worked and this is when it didn't, then, you know, you can sort of make those decisions with a little more confidence. And, you know, and if I'm telling you right now, it feels so unbelievably good to wake up in a day and not feel like there's that passion that's there to do something and just allowing yourself to sit with it. It feels so much better than trying to overcompensate because, you know, oh, I should be allowing passion, so I'm going to go and spend all this money. No, because you think it's going to get you somewhere. No, rather than just being like, okay, I guess this is a day where I'm going to be more intimate with myself and it doesn't, yeah. You know, things aren't going to necessarily be moving as fast as I necessarily want them to.
And I love that because I think that really fundamentally, and I love that you throw down the challenge to let people trust those passions, trust those little nudges. When you wake up in the morning and it's like, I'd really love to go to that ice cream store today, or I'd really love to go to that restaurant today. And then we talk ourselves out of it. No, I can't do it. I'm too busy. I have this, not money, not enough, blah, blah, blah. And we just sort of turn it off. But when it is an authentic, real expression of the passion within you that says, hey, what about this? Allowing ourselves to follow that, that's immediately, I think what you're saying is lets us shift into the quality of being abundant. And you're right, it is a place of feeling first before it manifests as physical.
Absolutely. And, amazing. You know, and just to add on to that, that was beautiful, by the way, just to add on to that, I would say that, you know, when you start getting into this and you start, you know, the first initial stages of this, I always like to use the analogy of like meditation. When people first start meditating, you know, there's going to be some weird stuff that comes up and you're going to think you're doing it wrong, you know, all this stuff. But that is literally part of the process. That's part of it. So when you take yourself out to dinner, you take yourself out on a nice little date for you and yourself, you know, you might feel weird, you might feel whatever comes up for you. That is part of this process. That's part of it. So let that happen. Let it, you know, let it roar within you if it wants to roar, you know. And the more you sort of get attuned to this, the more you're going to have reference experience to be like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, kind of that's how I played with this energy and I felt the passion and that's sort of the result that I got. And you're able to sort of like continually up-level your understanding of how this works. And it really is sort of masterly maneuvering your life to where you're able to follow the guidance and able to follow the passions in such a masterful and fine-tuned way that just this sort of faith in the universe and the faith in how these cycles are unfolding and the faith in how your life is just going to support you no matter what. It begins to really dawn. It becomes to become a really visceral and real thing and not just this, oh, you should have faith type of energy.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today, Jeremy Newdell. We're going to be right back after this break talking more about the qualities of abundance. Stay tuned.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, Send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough. Overcome life's greatest challenges and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. Today, we are talking with my amazing guest, Jeremy Newdell. I don't know about you, but I am just feeling like this buzz, this energy is so high. And Jeremy, your excitement about this topic today, we're talking about the qualities of abundance, is so palpable and so clear. I don't know, take this advice with a grain of salt, but I seriously think you need to put together a workshop or a class on this because it's something that you're clearly super excited about. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about these really, you know, it's amazing your ability to take this high level information and make it real and make it practical. In the last segment, we were talking about, you know, when you get into this process of trusting your passion and really getting into that inner space and listening to your inner landscape and listening to that voice or that, you know, the guide, the angel, the spirit, universe, whatever it is that you call it, that higher self. Sometimes it's going to bring up some weird stuff, and sometimes it may be a little bit confusing at first, but would you agree that it's just more than anything, it's just it's important to consistently continue to show up and do the work?
Absolutely. And the one thing that I will say is that, you know, we look at a lot of, you know, sometimes we'll wake up and we'll just be like, oh my God, like, where did this come from? Like, well, you know, like we just get hit out of nowhere, you know, and then we sort of look at the planets and we have these ideas about, you know, how it's affecting us and how it's influencing us. And it is influencing us in a certain perspective. But what I really want to say is that, you know, we got like Mercury retrograde right now. We had this crazy eclipse that happened. And, you know, there's this sort of like, you know, you versus me mentality when, mm-hmm. when we look at these types of things. And what I really want to say is that these I'll just use the example of astrological influences. When these types of celestial bodies and all these archetypes that are molding and dancing, it's not something that's happening to you. It's something that you put on your path for a particular reason. And you put on your path so you could experience the cycle that you're in because it's going to up-level you into the next stage of your growth and evolution. So, you know, when we first of all, when we just went through this big eclipse, when we look at the archetype of the moon moving in front of the sun, we sort of get this idea of a darkness, a sort of becoming blind to this, to the sun, to our inner light and to our inner knowingness, and or really to the inspiration that's coming, to the passion that maybe is not there. And the archetype of this celestial event is really a process that the entire collective is going through, which is basically that, you know, sometimes you are going to be left in the dark, and that is something that you put on your path. Like your higher mind is literally up in the mountains looking down at your life, and it's like, yep, I'm going to put that right on my own path because I know that this is going to, you know, be a springboard to the next level that I have always meant to get to, basically. Yeah. So these events are tailored not against you by some outward influence. They're tailored by you. This is, you're a part of this whole thing, and your participation in this whole thing is like paramount to everything. So yeah, showing up, like what you're saying, that is the game. That really is the game, because when you show up, you're saying, yes, I choose to experience what I put on my own path.
Right. And this idea that, and I love hearing you say that, because it is so key for us to remember that, you know, especially in the beginning of a spiritual journey, we're relearning how to be in our natural state. We are not taught in this society, especially Western culture. We are not taught to trust the intuition. We are not taught, like you said at the top of the show, like growing up as a sensitive child or a sensitive individual who intuitively and empathically relates to the world. We're not taught, you know, we're taught that that's a sign of weakness, right? We are shown over and over again that emotions mean weakness and vulnerability means, you know, danger. And so we are shown very early on that the way that we are naturally wired to exist in our world is the wrong way. And so it's like we have to go through this whole rehab process oftentimes of learning how to trust ourselves again. And so it's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. Right. I think I see a lot of times we get really frustrated because we show up and we do the, you know, it's like you said, we go to the workshop, we write down the thing, we learn about abundance and it's good for a week, and then womp womp, because now I'm not a millionaire by the end of the week. I failed. It's like, no, you got to give yourself time. Like, you know, for myself, it took me 40 years to get to this place of the past 5 years of my life being so transformed. And just now at about the fifth year of being consciously on this path, I'm finally really starting to get it. So it takes time and it takes trust, and we have to keep showing up.
Absolutely. And you know, you said something that is so important. And when we're talking about this idea of allowing and letting it come to you rather than trying to manipulate it in some way, or, you know, it's just almost this kind of scheming energy, which is, you know, it's all fine. It's not like we're hating on trying, because that's gotten us to this point in the journey. But now we're in a new paradigm where it's not that we go to it, it's that it comes to us.
Right.
And in this state of allowing passion, it's so important. And when you think about this idea of allowing passion, it really is this middle ground of these two polarities of the masculine and the feminine. And in this neutral space, it's really showing us, and it's a roadmap, that this is our natural state. This isn't something that we have to like effort into doing. This is how we naturally are. What happens is when we start trying to do something, we're actually overlooking what's already and naturally already here. You know, so when we're trying to be happy, when we're trying to be abundant, when we're trying to be attractive, when we're trying to be successful, it's like we're overlooking the sort of fullness that's already here. And that's why this idea of polarity, this is why I'm so interested. I'm so fascinated with this idea of polarity, because we can sort of get into the muck and into the highs of each one of them. But what's really cool about this is you can be in whatever cycle that you're in, but when you're able to be in whatever cycle that you're in and still are able to remain in this neutral space, this is where multidimensionality comes into being, because you have the positive and the negative, and then you have the one aware of the two. And then when you have that awareness that's kind of sitting in the middle, you're able to rest in that natural space. It's a very natural process. Like the light, you know, how many times have amazing things happened to us and we're just like, oh my goodness, like I couldn't have even planned how this ended up working out. And it's because it's the natural way of things. It's just the way of things. It's the Tao, you know, it's just how things unfold. And, you know, so it's not even about doing anything. It's just really about understanding and having this sort of toolkit to understand that I don't need to do anything. It's all here for me. It's taken care of for me, by me.
Right. And I love that. I love that. I love that. Because I say this all the time, like in the end of the day, a spiritual journey is between you and you.
Yes.
It's just between you on the human level and you on the non-physical level, and learning how to do that dance. And I love when you talk about that, like when you say being in observance of your experience is what the Buddhists call cultivating the observer. I am not the one having the experience. I'm the one observing the one who is having the experience. And when we can allow ourselves to be in that place, when you're saying, you know, I can be in the masculine asserting and passion, and then I can be in the feminine receiving and allowing, and it's going to be both. Sometimes the action is internal and I'm sitting and I'm waiting, you know, allowing. Sometimes the action is external and I'm moving forward and I'm taking action.
Right.
So
we
have just about a minute left, and I'm, you know, I knew this, I told you when we talked a couple of weeks ago, I was like, dude, we're never going to get to everything we want to get to.
Yes.
And the hour is going to go by like that. So we have to do a part two, I think.
Yes.
Just, you know, we've got about a minute left, and I want you, you know, one of your things, which I love, is sort of like your catchphrase is just follow the energy.
Yes.
And can you, in just a minute, just sort of summarize that for our listeners who maybe they're saying, like, I don't know what this hour has been about, but I want to, you know, I want to create a shift in my life. What can they do starting today to really start to follow that energy?
Absolutely. And first, I just want to say thank you so much. You're amazing, Andrew. I just love you. You're amazing, man. So thank you so much for this beautiful interaction. I had so much fun. And to sort of, if you're listening to this and, you know, I like to sort of have teachings and have energy transmissions that you can't really grab a hold of with your mind a little bit, but something that you can really apply is, you know, instead of trying to do anything, really just resting as that neutrality, resting as that allowing passion. And when you're in that center space, it becomes so much easier to just follow the natural energy of things. And even in this conversation, you can sort of feel palpably, you know, where it's going and where the energy is moving. And so it's not about what cycle you're in, or if you're in the positive, if you're in the masculine, if you're in the feminine. It's about, can you be in whatever cycle that you're in, but can you be it in that state of neutrality, of that state of allowing passion? And again, when you are in that state of allowing passion, when you are in that middle ground, that's when all of your senses are going to open up so you can receive this energy and follow the energy in the most masterful way.
Oh my God. Amazing. Seriously, I could continue this conversation forever, and we're definitely going to have to set up a part two for you to come back. Thank you everybody for listening. Again, you can find him on Facebook, Jeremy Newdell. You can also go to my Facebook page, Andrew Martin Energy, and you'll see my post about this episode, and he's tagged in there, so you can find him that way too. Thank you everybody for listening. I will be coming back on the second Thursday in September. So until then, thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself so you can take care of each other. Until next time. Thank you.
Mwah.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at thelightedones.com. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you were there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin.